Brian, good afternoon, and welcome to Holding Fort High School for the Central Minnesota Conference baseball opener on a very nice day for baseball here as the Pierce Pioneers are in Holding Fort today. Pioneers beating Foley last week, 2-1, while the Huskers lost to Sauk Center in their opener. So game two for both teams, conference opener for both teams. Pioneers just wrapping up their infield, so we'll get going here in about 5 minutes, I would say. We'll go over grounds rules and get things started. It'll be a Preston Rushlow, Isaiah Folsom pitching matchup here today. We'll visit with head coach Dan Sayre next.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$45 per month, $110 access fee, less $10 auto pay and rolling discount, plus $20 line access charge on AutoPay and paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DZW.com for details.
Joining me on the pregame show, game two of the regular season. Beautiful day here in Holding Fort. It's the Central Minnesota Conference opener, and Dan Sayre, coach of the Pioneers, joins us. And coach, big win to open the year against Foley. Want to keep that going, keep the momentum going here right out of the gate.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. You know, we told the kids beforehand, we're not going to win or lose, a section championship the first game, but it was a good gauge to see where we're at. We knew Foley was a good baseball team, and I thought we did a lot of good things. Granted, we probably didn't hit the ball capable of doing so, but I give their pitcher a lot of credit. He was left-handed, threw strikes, changed speeds, and kept us a little off balance, but the bottom line is our kids found a way to win and made enough plays in crunch time, and that's ultimately what matters.
You look back at that game, key situation there. I think it was the fifth inning. They had second and third, nobody out. You turned the ball over to Preston Rushlow, and boy, did he respond in his first varsity look.
Yeah, probably wasn't exactly the ideal spot I would like to put him in. And Coach Zabluski and I, before that inning, were kicking around bringing him in to start or leaving Matt in there. And I kind of had my mind made up. If that was a quick inning, I was going to go with Matt. And it was a quick inning. And, hindsight, maybe I should have started Preston, but ultimately it was really, really nice to see him come in a tough spot against the heart of their order and get out of second and third, nobody out situation, ultimately save the game for us.
And he is getting the ball to start today here in the conference opener.
Yep, we're going with him, and there's no rhyme or reason. Him and Matt Towers and Matt Cummins are our top three starters, and we're going to go with Preston to start the game. We go one inning at a time, try not to look ahead to Thursday. So, and I like to see him get a chance to start too. Some kids like Comet's one of our main relievers, but I'm very, very confident Preston can do, and we can put a solid defense behind him, and hopefully he comes out and pitches like he did the last three innings against Foley.
Just watching Preston, through the team's Legion run last year, he pitched some very vital innings for that team, but just you look at his mechanics and his low leg drive, that power through that lower trunk was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he has very good mechanics. At times he can be sneaky fast because he is so fluid. Some guys really put a lot into it and ultimately don't throw as hard as they look, but he is just what I call a sneaky fast pitcher because it's fluid mechanics and it gets on you in a hurry, and actually think some of his best pitches are his off-speed stuff, and he's got confidence in it, and it's really nice that Matt Cummins had a chance to catch him a number of games last summer in Legion ball, so they've kind of able to develop a little chemistry, and hopefully that carries into today and the rest of the season.
You slide Alec Lochner into the DH spot today.
Yep, we told the kids from the get-go, and I'm going to tell him the next how many weeks we're going to keep rotating kids. He's been looking really good in BP and doing some good things. We had a little scrimmage last Friday, and he ripped a couple balls, so we're going to keep doing that. Keep looking at different kids. We might rotate kids halfway through the game. Al might be in relief today, depending on how the game goes, so I wanted him over here with me for that fact. And he's DH, and we're DHing for Reese for the second time, and Reese is a very, very capable hitter, we think, at the varsity level, so we might even try to have him swing for himself. But for starters, Al's going to DH in that spot, and we'll go from there.
Well, let's get this first one in the CMC under our belt, Coach.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Sayre, the Pioneers, with us on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Go ahead and start.
Hi, I'm Kendra Sakala.
And I'm Alice Clemens Varney.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
This is what parents love about Holy Trinity Catholic School. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of our environment with daily opportunities to participate in growing closer to Jesus.
The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. The school curriculum gives us a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Check out Holy Trinity for your child's education. It will be the best gift you can give your family. New family open house will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, March 6th.
For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce,
call 468-6446 or find us on the web.
Hi, everyone. Over the past few years, I've been able to spend more and more time in the Pierce School District doing more than broadcasting games. But just last week, I saw an unbelievable show where one of the best jazz bands in all of Minnesota from Waconia came and performed with the Pierce students. What a night. So then the next night, I get to see a post from a mother on Facebook that says, I just attended the kindergarten roundup and I'm so glad I decided to go. This is the school for my children. So many great people, so caring. So, Principal Tom Oddy said, we had 15 families attend who we didn't even know about who were not in our preschool program. Thursday, I was able to broadcast a big section win for Danny Sarah and the Pierce Pioneer baseball team, and Friday followed that up with a 7-1 win for the softball team over Foley. And that's just 1 week at our schools. Please, help us keep it going, keep it growing, and vote yes on behalf of our community. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, we're about set for the first pitch as Isaiah Folsom, the right-hander, delivers. And stepping to the plate to get things started is senior second baseman Lane Gertz for the Pioneers. In holding for today, black jerseys, gray pants, white letters and numerals, red highlights for Pierce, white pants, the forest green jerseys, white letters and numerals trimmed in black for holding Ford. So here's Lane Gertz. He's at second today. Matt Tauge is at shortstop, will bat second. Catcher Matt Cummett hits third. And Folsom starts him with a strike. We're underway in holding Ford today. 0-1 to Gertz. Here's the windup by Folsom. And same pitch, same location, right on the edge. Quickly 0-2 to Lane. Folsom working with Jordan Schmitz behind the plate. Two-strike pitch, foul back. Around the infield for holding Ford coach Tyler Camps. At first base is John Ethan. At second, Andrew Yamry. The shortstop is Jaden Prochaska. And at third, Alan Justin. There's a line drive into right center field on a two-strike pitch. Gertz takes a wide turn, but then checks up with a leadoff single. So Gertz aboard to start the ball game. Solid hit. It'll bring up the shortstop, Matt Tauges. Lefty to face Isaiah Folsom. In the outfield for holding Ford. In left, Andrew Hansen. The center fielder is Cody Skira, and in right, Tyler Hulls. So here's Taujas batting left with Dan Sayre stationed in the third base coaching box. Rick Shabluski at first. And the first pitch to Matt is in for a strike from Isaiah Folsom. Everybody in the conference getting underway today in their conference openers. As Folsom comes set, Gertz with his lead. Holding, pitch is grounded right side into the outfield for a base hit. Gertz will round, pick up the sign from Coach Sayre. He'll motor his way to third without a throw, and it's runners at the corners on back-to-back base hits. Taujas pulls one into right, and it's a first and third no-out situation for catcher Matt Kummet. Preston Rushlow, today's starting pitcher, moves into the on-deck circle, peers on the first base dugout side here in holding fort at Jerry Hilla Memorial Field. Folsom leaves one high above the letters to Kummet. One ball, no strikes. There's a track meet going on beyond the center field fence here at holding fort. Huskers sent their softball team over to Piers this afternoon. There goes the runner, Taujas, the ball lined down the left field line, and that is a fair ball into the corner. That'll get Gertz home. Taujas, who was running on the pitch, is being waved around. Kummet drives in two with a double, and the Pioneers strike early. An opposite field double into the left field corner, and the Pioneers have jumped out to a 2-0 lead on three straight hits to start the ball game. And now we'll get a courtesy runner for the catcher, Matt Kummet. Hunter Lund for Kummet. Lund for Kummet on the courtesy. So Rushlow already staked to at least a 2-0 lead here. We'll try and add to it as Folsom checks the runner Hunter Lund and misses up and in. Ball one. Singles by Gertz and Taujas, and an opposite field double by Kummet. Plates two. The set by Isaiah Folsom. Just a little inside. Two balls, no strikes, with center fielder Brett Kapsner on deck. The rest of the order after Kapsner, it'll be first baseman Brandon Dickman. Left fielder Lucas Oddie will bat seventh. As Folsom gets the outside corner called, 2-1 to Rushlow. Batting eighth and DHing today is Alec Luckner. He'll bat for third baseman Reese Kapsner. And hitting ninth and playing right field is Colton Bozer. Two balls and a strike to Preston Rushlow. He shows bunt, got it down up the first baseline. That'll get Lund to third. The throw is in time as Rushlow advances Lund to third with now one out on the sacrifice. Good job by Ethan at first, reaching up with the runner coming up the line. Able to keep the toe on the bag. So Folsom gets his first out with Lund at third. Here's center fielder Brett Kapsner. Brett drove in one of the two runs against Foley last week. And he takes ball one. Brett, a man of few words, asked him before the game how he felt out there in center field after playing second base last year. He said, it works. Fouls that one back and out. One ball, one strike to Brett. Hunter Lund running for Matt Kummet. He's now at third with one away as Folsom tries to minimize the damage here in the first. Got the corner. Knee-high strike to Kapsner looking. 1-2. Brandon Dickman is on deck. Plenty of room to the backstop here as a breaking ball just sailed a little bit off the plate. 2-2 now to Brett Kapsner. Beautiful day here, man. 50s maybe. There's a line drive towards right. Will it hang up? It will. It's caught. Lund is tagging. Hull's throw is cut off at first, and that gets Lund sliding into the plate for the third run of the inning. So Kapsner able to get the run home as Tyler Hulls able to come up and make the catch on the line drive. Kapsner picks up his second RBI of the season. It's bases empty now with two outs. But three runs are now in for Piers as the first baseman Brandon Dickman will bat. From the windup now goes Isaiah Folsom. Right down the heart. Oh, a little inside. 1-0. Here's the next Folsom pitch. There's the strike called. 1-1. Lucas Oddi on deck now for the Pioneers. Painesville's playing at El Rosa today against BBE as there's a towering fly ball into right center. Who's going to take charge here? Drifting out and making the catch out in medium right center field is holding forward second baseman Andrew Yamry. Covered a lot of ground to get back on that, and it was high enough so he got his feet set and made the catch and ends the inning. But a good start for Piers. They pick up three runs, and they do it on three hits to start the ball game, including the two-run double by Matt Kummet and the sack fly by Brett Kapsner as Preston Rushlow will begin to warm up, making his first varsity start. It's Piers 3, holding Ford, coming to bat.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow with the Piers Fire Department. We want to congratulate the wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. The fire department will again be hosting their annual Good Friday Fish Fry fundraiser on April 14th starting at 4 p.m. at the Brickyard Bar and Banquet Hall. Kids 5 and under are free, ages 6 to 11 are $5, and adults will be $9. Reminder to check your smoke detectors and discuss and practice your fire safety plans with your family. Go Pioneers!
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers!
Junior right-hander Preston Rushlow ready to begin his day on the hill for head coach Dan Sayre, and the first batter he will face is holding forward center fielder Cody Skira. And here's Preston's first pitch of the day. And he buzzes the tower, ball one. Good solid three innings of relief for a save against Foley for Rushlow last week. So it's not his first action, it is his first start. There's a strike on the corner, 1-1. Jaden Prochaska, the shortstop, due up next. Then Isaiah Folsom, the pitcher, will bat third. Cleanup batter is the left fielder, Andrew Hansen. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 to Squira. Batting fifth and catching is Jordan Schmitz. John Ethan at first base hits sixth. Today's DH is Lane Garretts for Alan Justin, the third baseman. Left that one high, 2-2. Batting eighth, second baseman Andrew Yamry, and hitting ninth and right is Tyler Hulls. The batting order for Tyler Camps. Fisted in the air behind first. Dickman's got a play near the coach's box, and he squeezes for the out. Foul ball out to start the first for Rushlow, and there's one gone for holding forward. And it brings up Husker shortstop Jaden Prochaska. So Tyler Camps taking over the reins from Jason Bruns, the longtime head coach. There's a roller foul up to the on-deck circle, 0-1. Normally it would be Nate Miller coaching at first, one of the assistants for head coach Camps, but Nate had the opportunity and got to grab it when you can. He's golfing in Scotland. There's one foul back and out, 0-2 to Prochaska. So Coach Bruns in the first base coaching box here. One away here for Preston Rushlow. Gets a foul out to Skira to start the ball game. Ahead 0-2 to Prochaska. Left that one up as Matt Kummet, the senior catcher behind the plate. He's got Brandon Dickman at first base, Lane Gertz at second, Matt Talges at short, Reese Kapsner at third. Got the outside corner strike call. Two down. First strikeout for Rushlow. And brings up Husker pitcher Isaiah Folsom. Lucas Oddie in left. Brett Kapsner in center. And it's Colton Bozer in right defensively for Piers. Folsom watches one up and in ball. Andrew Hansen on deck. Piers gets three in the top of the first for the early lead here in Holdingford this afternoon. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tailed off the plate and Folsom swings through. One ball, one strike. Piers back at home on Thursday. Royalton comes over for a 4:30 game. Here's the 1-1 pitch. High. 2-1. You pay extra attention to pitch counts now as a new rule in effect. Time now called as Folsom picks up a ball that had gotten away. Up the third baseline, flips it to the on-deck hitter, Hansen. Steps back into the box, and Rushlow deals the 2-1 pitch. Knee-high fastball, strike two. 2-2. Kapsner straight away in center. And Rushlow takes his sign from Matt Cummett. Here's Preston's pitch. Off the plate. Full count now to Isaiah Folsom. Here's the payoff. Check swing. Line back to the screen. We'll do it again at 3-2. Full count pitch from Rushlow. In the air, right center, pretty well hit. Kapsner coming over and diving as well as Bozer. Neither one gets to it, and it's a two-out single by Folsom. First hit for the Huskers puts Folsom to first, and it'll get the cleanup batter, left fielder Andrew Hansen, to the plate. A lefty to face Preston Rushlow. Good swing there by Folsom. So Dickman will hold with the runner at first. With two outs, that puts Rushlow into the set position here for the first time. And the first pitch that Hansen sees is flipped back to the JV field back behind us for strike one on a foul ball. These two teams will meet again in Piers on a Monday, May 1st. Second game of their season series. 0-1 breaking ball. Broke off the plate. 1-1. The catcher, Jordan Schmitz, hoping for a chance here as the Huskers try and scratch something back here after giving up three in the top of the first. Turn and throw to first. Back in is Folsom. More sun than clouds here. A little bit of a breeze, but pretty nice for almost mid-April. Checked his swing. I don't think he went. It's taken high, and it's a 2-1 count to Hansen. Rushlow gets a foul ball to first and a called third strike before surrendering a single to Folsom. Now 2-1 to Hansen facing his fourth hitter. Quick turn, and back safely with the slide is Folsom. Comet puts down his sign, and Rushlow pauses. Long pause, holding the runner. Now he comes home. Strike on the edge. 2-2 to Andrew Hansen, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Rushlow will try and finish off the inning and leave Folsom at first. Hansen trying to move him over. Outside, second straight full count now. Those become more glaring with the pitch count rule now. The more full counts, the less likely you are to go deep into games. 105 is the max you can pitch. There goes the runner. Ground ball to short. Charging Taujus. Scoops it up on the edge of the grass. Throws off the back foot to Dickman in time to get Hansen. And in doing so, retires holding four. No runs, a hit. Folsom stranded at first. And after one complete in the Central Minnesota Conference opener for both teams, it's Piers 3 holding 4-0.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hawkey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Left fielder Lucas Adi to lead off the top of the second takes a strike from Folsom and now takes strike two, both of them right on the outside corner. 0-2 to Adi. He'll be followed by Alec Lochner and Colton Bozer, the bottom third here of the Pioneer batting order. Ground ball to first, but foul. Late swing there by Adi, pushed it past the first base bag. Picked up by first baseman Ethan and returned to his pitcher. 20 pitches by my count for Folsom in the first. Lucas had a base hit against Foley last week. Good solid single over short. Look out over there in the Pioneer dugout as Adi scrambles his teammates. Still 0-2 to Lucas, getting his second straight start in left field today. And the windup by Folsom. Strike three on the corner. Folsom picks up the strikeout to start the second, one away. And here's Alec Lochner. He's batting for Reese Kapsner, the third baseman, as the designated hitter. Didn't play against Foley, so this is his first appearance of the year. And he watches one skip in front of home plate. One ball, no strikes from Folsom to Lochner. Moving on deck will be right fielder Colton Bozer. Well off the plate to the screen. 2-0 now to Lochner. Pioneers plated three in the first. The big hit, the two-run double into the left field corner by Matt Cummett, getting Tauges and Gertz home. Another one in the dirt. Folsom falls behind the designated hitter, Lochner, 3-0. Brett Kapsner then drove in courtesy runner Hunter Lund with a sac fly to right. 3-0 pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. 3-1 now to Lochner, batting for Reese Kapsner. This is the eighth spot in the order. 3-1 pitch. In low for ball four. First walk. Lochner aboard with a one-out free pass, and it'll bring up right fielder Colton Bozer. And Ethan will move to the bag to hold on with the runner. And the first pitch coming from Folsom to Colton, low, blocked there by Schmitz. Colton was 0 for 2 against Foley with a fly out to center and a strikeout. And the pitch here, right on the outside corner. Folsom hitting his corners pretty well. It's one ball, one strike. Now to Bozer with the top of the order. Lane Gertz on deck. Pierce 3, holding for nothing. We're in the top of the second, one on, one out. Folsom checks Lochner. And a little bit high and outside. 2-1 now to Bozer. Colton Bozer gets the sign from Danny Sayre at third. Oh, Peek over the shoulder. The pitch is just inside. 3-1 to Boser. Don't want to issue back-to-back walks here, this low part of the order. There's a strike to bring the count full. 3-2 to Colton. One out. Audie struck out looking, then Lochner walked. Now it's a full count to Boser. Folsom sets and delivers. Just high, and he has walked. The 8 and 9 men in the Pioneer order to turn things over to the top and Lane Gertz. Gertz rifled a single into right center field to start the ball game. He eventually scored on the Matt Clement double. 2-1, one out. Against Foley, Lane had an 0 for 3. Goes after the first pitch, skies one into right. Looks like it's playable there for Halls, drifting across the line. The lead runner, Lochner, will tag up and go to third. Holding at first is Boser, as Tyler Halls able to get that one after a long run. So Lochner tags up, but there are now two outs for Matt Tauges. Matt with a base hit into right field his first time. He eventually scored on the Comet double. Folsom misses up. Ball one. Lochner at third. Boser at first. Two down. See if they turn Colton loose at first base. Ethan holds him there. Not this time, and Ethan pushes one just outside. 2-0 to Tauges with Comet on deck. Pierce looking to push another run across after getting three in their first trip to the plate. Matt couldn't pull the trigger as Folsom got it across for a strike. 2-1. Isaiah tried to strand two. Both walked. Don't want those to hurt you if you're Isaiah Folsom out there. The 2-1 pitch. From Folsom to Tauges. Hit a long ways down the line in right. Boy, did Matt crush that one, but foul. Foul down the deep right field corner, and it goes to 2-2. Just opened up the hips a little bit early. So two balls, two strikes to Tauges. And Folsom checks the runner and delivers a breaking ball, pop back and out of play. Left that pitch a little bit up, and Matt just got underneath it and flipped it straight back over the screen here in holding forward. Again, the set and the 2-2 offering. Grounded to first base and foul through the first base coaching box. He topped that one, got on top of it and rolled it past Coach Shabluski. So this will be the seventh pitch of this at-bat to Tauges. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count with two outs, two runners on base. Grounded to the right side. Ethan off the bag at first will quickly turn, throw to Folsom, who makes a nice athletic catch, reaching back to get Tauges and get out of the inning. No damage. Good play there in the field by Ethan and Folsom. For the Pioneers, no runs, no hits. They strand a couple of runners. And after 1.5 here in holding forward, the score remains Pierce 3 and the Huskers nothing.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are. Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Home half of the second inning here, and the Pioneers will take a 3-0 lead out into the field as Preston Rushlow begins his second inning facing Jordan Schmitz, the catcher, and the number 5 batter. And his first pitch swung on and missed 0-1. Pitch number 23 for Rushlow. He got one strikeout, gave up a two-out single to Isaiah Folsom in the first. John Ethan on deck. Ground ball to second. Couple of hops for Lane Gertz, and the seniors on to first. For the first out, Schmitz retired on a ground out to second. Brings up holding forward first baseman John Ethan. He's the sixth spot in the order. Right-handed hitter for Coach Camps. Adi Kapsner and Bozer in the outfield chased one up and in. Strike one. Bozer looks like he's a little shallow out in right. Got Lane Garrett's the designated hitter on deck. The one strike pitch. Another swing and a miss. 0-2 now to Ethan. One out on the Schmitz ground ball out to second to begin the bottom of the second here, and the Pioneers have a 3-0 lead in holding for today. The 0-2. High swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number 2 for Preston Rushlow this afternoon. And two quick outs gets the holding four DH Lane Garrett's to the plate. He hits for Alan Justin, the third baseman. And Preston puts one right on the black outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Up at third is Reese Kapsner as he's reaching for one and rifling one foul. Down the line and right for a quick 0-2 count to the Husker DH, Garrett's. Right-handed hitter. Rushlow trying for a quick inning. Ground ball up the middle. Backhanded near the bag, but not able to pick it up cleanly and still throw it and safe at first. Garrett's beats it out as Gertz. Up the middle, flagged it down, but had the ball trickle out of the glove, and by the time he recovered, Garrett's safe at first. And that'll get Andrew Yamry, the second baseman, up. Infield hit there for Garrett's. So two outs here and a runner aboard at first. And Rushlow puts it outside, ball one. Tyler Hull's on deck. And here's Preston's pitch. Swung on and missed. That one above the hands and about letter high there to Yamry. 1-1. Pierce 3 holding forward nothing. Bottom of the second inning. We're in holding forward today. 1-1 delivery right there at the knees. 1-2. Huskers are here again on Thursday. Foley brings their team here. Pierce is home against Royalton. 1-2 to Andrew Yamry, right-handed hitting second baseman, and he watches strike three. Good inning for Rushlow and the Pioneers as they head off the field, and it takes us through two complete. Score Pierce 3 and holding forward nothing.
When you're hungry and you're in Pierce, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
excellent automotive work at great prices? Call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For more than 130 years, Unity Bank has worked with and supported their local farmers and the agricultural industry. The ag lenders at Unity Bank know it takes a team effort to be successful, and they're proud to provide a full range of agricultural loan products, from operating lines of credit to farm real estate loans. They're here to help build the strength of community, one they're all proud to be a part of. Unity Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, go Pioneers!
Through to complete, it's Piers 3 holding forward 0 as Matt Cummett will start the top of the third against Isaiah Folsom. Matt lined a two-run double into the left field corner in the first. And Folsom puts one outside corner, strike one called. 45 pitches by my count now for the right-hander Isaiah Folsom. 3-4-5 in the order. There's a line drive base hit. Might get the gap. Over to cut it off is holding forward center fielder Skira and hold Cummett to a sharp single. Boy, Cummett with two line drive scorchers here. He's got a double and now a single, and Hunter Lund back into courtesy run for the catcher, Matt Cummett. Now the pitcher, Preston Rushlow. Boy, both of those hits really scalded by Cummett. They've both gone to the left side, the double into the corner. This one to the left center gap. Rushlow watches outside for a ball. Rushlow put down a sacrifice bunt, his only time up. He advanced Hunter Lund, who was running for Cummett at second. Over to third, Lund would eventually score on a Kapsner sack fly to right for the third run of the first inning. Off the end of the bat, squirted foul. One ball, one strike to Rushlow. That is hit number four for Piers off Folsom. Folsom has walked two, struck out one. The two walks came last inning, but he stranded them. Breaking ball, there goes Lund. Throw to second is not in time, and Lund is in safely. Schmidt's throw a little bit to the second base side of the bag. One ball, two strikes to Rushlow with Lund in scoring position with nobody out. Kapsner on deck. Folsom checks Lund, comes home. Missed outside and low. 2-2 to Preston Rushlow. Lund gets his lead. Shortstop coming in behind, trying to hold him close. Now the second baseman sneaking over. Here's the 2-2 to Preston. Lifted foul down the line and right, curling into the corner. It'll go foul and up against the fence line as Hull retrieves. Off the right field fence. Still 2-2 to Preston Rushlow. So Hunter Lund, who runs well, measuring his lead out there. There's a 2-2 popped up to second. Yamri, a little bit easier play than the prior one he had when he went deeper into right center, but he settles underneath this one, and Rushlow becomes the first out of the inning on a pop-up to Husker second baseman Andrew Yamri. One away, and here's the Pierce center fielder Brett Kapsner. Lined one to right to drive in a run deep enough for Lund to tag up and score on a sack fly. And Folsom missed a little bit outside. Ball one to start the Kapsner at-bat. Second time through the order here for Piers. Here's the set and the pitch. Brett watches a good fastball snap the mitt of Schmitz on the corner. Evens the count 1-1. On deck is Brandon Dickman, the first baseman for Piers. Folsom reaches back and fires another good fastball on the outside corner. He's really working the outer half here, and it's 1-2 now to Brett Kapsner. Outfield will play Brett straight away. Swing and a miss, got him on a breaking ball. Pulled the string on Brett, and they're two down. That is strikeout number two for Isaiah Folsom today, and here's Brandon Dickman. He flew out to the second baseman, Yamri, out in right field. to end the first inning. So after a leadoff hit now, Folsom has gotten a couple of outs. Ground ball to short. This will be Prochaska to first, and unable to field the throw was the first baseman Ethan Lund crosses home, and it's 4-0. Dickman ends up at second base as the throw eludes the first baseman Ethan. And it'll bring up left fielder Lucas Oddy. Lucas called out on strikes, leading off the second. So it's 4-0 now. Pioneers over Holdingford. Oddy takes one up for a ball. 1-0. First error of the ball game for either team. Abnett from the set checks Dickman in the 1-0 pitch to Lucas. Good sharp breaking ball in for a strike. 1-1. On deck is Alec Lochner. An unearned run here for the Pioneers. Another breaking ball, ground ball towards first. Ethan will take it. He's going to wave off the pitcher. Folsom take it to the bag himself for out number three. A run, a hit, an error, and a man left. We'll head to the bottom of the third in Holdingford with the Pioneers now leading the Huskers by a score of 4-0 as the Huskers in their half of the third will send up Tyler Hulls, Cody Skira, and Jaden Prochaska, 9-1-2 against Preston Rushlow.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmon, a member of the Pierce track team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, Preston Rushlow starts Tyler Hulls with a couple of strikes here. Nine batter in the order. It's 4-0 Piers, bottom of the three in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. Hulls going on three pitches. Strikeout number four for Preston Rushlow in top of the order. Now Cody Skira comes up, popped up in foul territory to Brandon Dickman, the first baseman, leading off the first. Couple of hits for Holdingford, a Folsom single in the first, a Garrett single in the second, and a first pitch strike called to Skira. 38 pitches now for Preston Rushlow with one out in the bottom of the third. Piers 4, Holdingford nothing. Check swing, and it's at the knees, though. Quickly, no balls, two strikes to the Husker center fielder, Cody Skira. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, called strike three. So Rushlow has fanned the first two batters of the third, and it's Husker shortstop Jaden Prochaska now coming to the plate. He was called out on strikes in the first. So he has struck out the first two men on six pitches so far and gets the corner call there. 0-1 at the knees to Jaden Prochaska. Folsom on deck. The one strike pitch. In the air to right, tough play. Down the line, curling, and that is a foul ball. retrieved there by Colton Bozer, and it's 0-2 to Jaden Prochaska. Two down, couple of strikeouts, and two strikes now to the Husker shortstop Prochaska. Here's the pitch. Low coming. Walks, 1-2. First pitch out of the strike zone here this inning for Preston Rushlow. The windup and the pitch again. In the air, left center field. Kapsner was shading him towards right, and that'll get and roll all the way to deep center. And that'll be a two-out double for Prochaska. Not sure if Brett catches that, if he's straight away, even as Prochaska put a good swing on that. And a two-out double gets Isaiah Folsom to the plate. Out to deep left center. Folsom with a two-out single in the first. All three hits have come with two outs in an inning here for the Huskers against Rushlow. Got the outside corner called there, and it's 0-1 to the Husker pitcher with Andrew Hansen on deck. Piers 4, holding for nothing, home half of the third. Rushlow will check the runner. Shortstop sneaking over, and they got him. Tauges slaps down the leather, timing play, and they pick off Prochaska. Inning over. So for holding Ford, that means that Folsom will lead off the bottom of the fourth. No runs, a hit, nobody left on base with the pickoff for out number three, and it takes us through three complete. It's Piers 4, holding Ford nothing. The Pioneers will have Lochner, Bozer, and Gertz do up.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Designated hitter Alec Lochner stands in the batter's box to begin the top of the fourth against Isaiah Folsom. Piers 4, holding for nothing. And Folsom misses low and outside. Lochner walked his only time up, was stranded at third. That was in the second inning. Line drive, base hit up the middle as Lochner shoots it right back over the shoulder of the pitcher. And Lochner picks up a leadoff single, hit number 5 off Isaiah Folsom. And now it's right fielder Colton Bozer's turn. Bozer also walked in the second inning. Lochner put a good swing on that, and that was a bullet right back up the middle. First guy in the lineup after the three spot as Bozer tries to bunt and got underneath it and flipped it back to the screen. A foul ball on a sacrifice attempt. Gertz has a hit, Tauges a hit, Kummet two hits, but then down to the eighth spot, and now Lochner with a base hit. Those first three are the top three in the order. 0-1 to Colton Bozer. See if he squares again, and he watches it inside. Didn't show that he was going to square around that time. 1-1. By my count, this will be Folsom's 65th pitch. Top of the order, Gertz on deck. Here's the square on the bunt, and he offered, and it's a foul ball, says the home plate ump. One ball, two strikes to Colton. Starting in right field for the second straight game for Coach Sayre. Leadoff single has Alec Luckner aboard at first. Not a big lead over there, held by John Ethan. There's a rope into left as Bozer turns one around. And the 8 and 9 men are on base for the second straight time that they've been up in the order. Lochner and Bozer walked in the second. Now they've singled in the fourth. Lochner moves up 90 feet, and it brings up the top of the order, second baseman Lane Gertz. Two outs are two on, nobody out for Gertz, who has singled and scored and flown out to right. And that pitch from Folsom sails high and outside for a ball, 1-0. With Matt Touges on deck. One ball to Gertz. Breaking ball tried by Folsom, missed inside. 2-0 now to Lane. He, along with today's shortstop, Matt Touges, the middle infielders for Pierce today. As that one's ball three, all-state tournament team for the Pioneers, who finished third in Class AA last year. Here's the set, and the 3-0 is at the knees for a strike. 3-1 to Lane. Bozer at first, Lochner at second, both with base hits here, with nobody out in the fourth. 4-0 Piers. Here's the 3-1. Outside, they're loaded for Touges. Third walk issued by Folsom puts him in a jam here. Base is loaded with the dangerous, real dangerous part of the Pioneer batting order coming up, and that'll draw a visit to the mound from holding forward coach Tyler Camps. We'll be back with the at-bat for Touges after this.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, we've got Matt Touges at the plate, and this is right-hander Alan Justin, who has come in from third base, and he inherits a bases-loaded situation against Matt Touges. Into the ball game for holding for it as Folsom exits is Jacob Walter, who's playing third base now, and that one in the dirt at the feet, and it's two balls, no strikes to Matt Touges. So Walter now at third. And it's Alan Justin on the mound. There's one on the inside corner for a strike. 2-1. Couple of singles and a walk to fill the bases and end the day on the mound for Folsom. In the dirt, Schmitz prevents a wild pitch, but now it's 3-1, and see if Touges sits on something here that he can drive. There are no place to put him, and he Swings through a changeup, it looked like. Full count. 3-2 to Matt Tauges. Piers 4, holding 4-0. Bases full, nobody out, top of the fourth. Low and in. Walk forces in Alec Lochner. And it's 5-0 with Matt Cummitt, who's already 2-for-2 with a two-run double. And the base is full again here for Matt. That run charged to Folsom, and the runners at third and second are his responsibility as well. Lined to deep center and caught, tagging up. Here comes the runner from third, Bozer, no throw. It's cut off at the mound. And that's a sacrifice fly for Matt Cummitt to drive in his third of the day. Boy, he tagged that one as well, but right at the center fielder, Cody Skura, who was playing him perfectly. It's the first out of the inning. Lane Gertz able to tag up and advance to third. Colton Bozer tagged and scored, holding at first Tauges. One out for Rushlow now. Tauges takes off, throw in the dirt from the pitcher, so no throw from Schmitz, the catcher, and it's ball one. First base now open, and it's a second and third one-out situation for Preston Rushlow. The Pioneers have plated two here in the inning to up their lead to 6-0. Chopper foul towards the third base dugout. 1-1. Preston has a sacrifice bunt and a pop-up to second today, 0-1. Gertz and Tauges in scoring position. Infield in. Justin ready. Line drive, base hit. One's in. Here comes Tauges wheeling around third. He'll score. Russell will take the extra base here as the throw comes through to the cutoff man up the third base line. And Rushlow makes it 8-0. A two-run single for Preston Rushlow. He goes to second on the throw from left. And it brings up center fielder Brett Kapsner. So a four-run fourth here to double the lead for the Pioneers against the Huskers. Brett has a sacrifice fly and a strikeout so far today. And the first pitch from Justin is in. That closes the book on starter Isaiah Folsom. He'll go 3-plus innings and give up 7 runs. Foul tip. 2 strikes now to Brett Kapsner. First baseman Brandon Dickman on deck. Justin pushes one outside with a breaking pitch. 1-2 to Brett. Seventh Pioneer to hit in the inning. Started with solid singles from Lochner and Bozer up and in to Brett. 2-2. Justin in relief of Folsom here in the fourth. Kapsner lifts one back and out of play. Keeps his at-bat alive at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rushlow out at second. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air to center. And hanging up and caught. And not advancing out there for the Pioneers. That's Thomas Funk. He's courtesy running. Thomas running for Rushlow. Holds his ground. So Dickman will bat with Funk at second and 2 outs. And a first pitch fastball at the knees for a called strike to Dickman, the right-handed hitting first baseman for Coach Sayre. Reached on an error last time up. That one in the dirt gets by Schmitz, and Funk with a good read will scamper into third. 1 ball, 1 strike now with Thomas Funk 90 feet away. Dickman popped a second, and he reached on an error. Here's the pitch. High. Two balls and a strike. Lucas Oddie due up next in the Pioneer order. We're in the top of the fourth here. Squirted out to second. Yamri gobbles it up and throws him out to win the inning. Pioneers played four runs on three hits in the sacrifice fly as well. Two-run single by Preston Rushlow, the sacrifice by Matt Kummet, and a bases-loaded walk to Matt Taugis. Double the lead. We head to the bottom of four. Pioneers now lead holding Ford. It's 8-0.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers! Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
8-0 Pierce as Jacob Walter gets an at-bat here. He came in on the pitching change, replacing Isaiah Folsom, and it's a foul ball, then a called strike. He's the 3 batter in the order here for the Huskers. 0-2 pitch from Rushlow. Lined foul down and out of play down the line and right. I've got Preston now for 48 pitches, so he's pretty good when it comes to that number. Bottom of four here. Pierce 8, holding Ford 0. Here's the windup. And he got him to swing over the top of a breaking ball. Strikeout. 6 strikeouts for Rushlow, and there's one gone. Left fielder now is Andrew Hansen. Grounded out to the shortstop, Taugis, to end the first. Rushlow starts him with a fastball on the corner. Strike 1. Pioneers with 8 runs on 7 hits. Huskers, no runs on 3 hits. Line foul, late swing, knocks it over the left field fence line. 0-2 to Hansen. Left-handed hitting a left fielder, slotted into the cleanup spot here for Coach Camps. Rushlow peers over the glove and takes his sign from Matt Kummet. 2-strike pitch, high fastball, 1-2. Good take there by Hansen. Pierce home again Thursday. Royalton comes over. We'll have that one for you here on You Are There Sports as the 2-strike curveball missed just a little bit outside. 2-2 now. The catcher, Jordan Schmitz, scheduled to bat next. Just below the knees with a fastball as Kummet held it there a little bit, but it looked low. 3-2. So worked ahead 0-2. Now a 3-2 pitch. Fastball fisted in the air down the line and left. Oddie coming over, reaches up, makes the catch. That one hung up for Lucas down the line and left. Looked like a fair ball catch as well, just inside the line. And that's 2 away for the Huskers. Brings up their catcher, Jordan Schmitz, with the bases empty and 2 outs. All 3 of their hits have been 2-out hits. Folsom in the first. Garrett's in the second. Prochaska in the third. And a swing and a miss here, 0-1. So Rushlow has not had a 1-2-3 inning yet. He's been close 3 times. Here's the 0-1. Foul back, 0-2. John Ethan, the first baseman, is on deck. Right-handed hitting, Schmitz awaits. Here's the two-strike pitch, high. Preston with a good hard fastball just missed. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning, Piers leading Holding Ford 8-0. A four-run top of the fourth for Piers. 1-2 pitch is skipped to home plate, 2-2. Rushlow hit in the air to center. Kapsner will range over. Brett Waits has it, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. A strikeout and a couple of outfield flyouts retires the Huskers in order, and it takes us into the top of the fifth. It's Piers in front of Holding Ford, 8-0. And the Pioneers come back. They'll send up scheduled hitters Adi, Lochner, and Bozer.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout Central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
We make our way to the top of the fifth inning where Lucas Adi fouls the first pitch he sees out of play down the line and left. 0-1 here. Piers 8 holding forward nothing. Adi, line drive into left, a base hit. As Adi starts the fifth with a solid single. Boy, there have been no cheapies today for the Pioneer hitters. Everything they've hit that has dropped has been a rocket. Adi now 1-for-3. He's hitting both games. Here's Lochner. And he takes a strike. Alec ripped a base hit and scored. He's also walked today, so he's been on base twice. This is Alan Justin in relief of the Husker starter, Isaiah Folsom. Low, good stop, Schmitz. There goes the runner. And Adi steals second on a wild pitch. One way or the other, I'm going to say he got a really good read on that pitch down at the feet of Lochner. Saw it kick up some dust, and he did not hesitate to go. So he's at second with nobody out. Schmitz has to backhand an offering from Justin outside. 2-1 to Lochner. Thomas Funk is going to bat. He's on deck. There's one rolled foul towards third. Evens the count at 2-2 to Lochner. Piers got 3 in the first, 1 in the third, and then 4 in the fourth for their 8. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Big hook drops in for a called strike. Lochner becomes a strikeout victim. One away, and here's Thomas Funk to bat in Bozer's spot. First strikeout, and Funk wastes no time. He hits one to right center, down for a hit. Here comes Adi around third, and Thomas Funk. Here's the throw to second now as Funk will slide in as the throw comes all the way through to the plate. And Thomas Funk, on his first swing, drives in Adi to make it 9-0. And now the top of the order and second baseman, Lane Gertz. 9 hits now for the Pioneer hitters. Boy, the bottom third of the order has 4 hits and 2 walks. Pretty good production from the bottom third. That would be Adi, Lochner, Bozer, and Funk. Gertz watches when it skips away from Schmitz. He still doesn't see it. Funk will round third and hold there on the wild pitch. Lane walked last time up, eventually scored. He scored twice today. Single to start the ball game, scored on a Matt Kummet double. Flew out to right in the second. Walked and scored part of that 4-run fourth. Big run out there for the Pioneers. If they get Funk home, Rushlow could end it in the bottom of the fifth by the 10-run rule. There's one squirted off the end of the bat. Foul, 1-1. One out, runner at third, a run is in with Touges on deck. The set and the pitch. Breaking ball just outside. Close pitch taken by Gertz, 2-1. Justin readies, and Lane lifts one high, but well foul. Out of play to right, 2-2. Lane Gertz trying to bring Thomas Funk home. Chased one in the dirt. And, Schmitz threw it back to the pitcher. Lane kind of made a right turn to the dugout. Lane could have kept going. He might have reached there. Not sure that Schmitz had to throw to first because first base was open. But in the end, it's a strikeout. And Matt Touges now to hit. Walked with the bases loaded last time up. He is also singled and bounced out to Ethan at first base. So Justin got Lane to chase one in the dirt for his second strikeout of the inning and ball game. Funk at third with 2 outs. Line drive to right, and it is by the right fielder. Funk scores. Touges is going to get 3 out of this. He's around second, and he'll go in standing, cruising in with a line drive to right field to make it 10-0. A head first diving try by Hulls out in right, and once it's skipped by him, it was little doubt that Matt was going to get to third base. So Funk comes home, drives in a run, and eventually scores for Thomas Funk. And now Matt Kummet, who has stung the ball 3 times today, 2 hits and a sack fly, takes a breaking ball in for a strike. 2-run double into the left field corner in the first, a single in the third, a sack fly to center on a line in the fourth. 3 RBIs today. Got in on the hands, and he pulls it foul to Preston Rushlow in the on-deck circle. 2 strikes now to Matt Kummet, the senior catcher. High and away, 1-2. So now the Pioneers are 3 outs from ending this one as they've pushed it to the 10-run lead. Kummet taps it, gloved by the pitcher nicely. Justin coming off the mound to the first base side makes the play. Pioneers put 2 on the board on 3 hits. They leave 1. We go to the bottom of the fifth. The Huskers need a run to keep the game alive. It's Piers 10, holding 4-0.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmon, a member of the Piers track team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics.
With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Back in holding Ford, a defensive change here. We've got Reese Capser now into catch. Matt Comet has gone to third. Leading off for the Huskers in the bottom of the fifth, first baseman John Ethan and Preston Rushlow out there. And the first pitch for Preston right at the knees for a called strike. Preston has a three-hit shutout going through four innings. He has struck out six, hasn't walked anybody. Pitch count in control. It's now 62. As he works quickly, had a couple of knee-high fastballs for called strikes to Ethan, who has struck out his only time up. Ethan, Lane Garrett's, Andrew Yamry do up. Outside, one and two. Trying to see out and right. Who that? I don't think that's Colton. In the dirt from Preston. 2-2. Colton was pinch hit for by Thomas Funk. That might be Thomas out there. It's hard to see. Sheila, is that Thomas out there right? Okay. Ground ball left side of the infield. It's Tauges, long throw. Got him. Matt Tauges ranging to his right in the hole, able to throw out John Ethan to start the fifth. One up, one down. Brings up the Husker designated hitter, Lane Garrett's. Garrett's with an infield hit towards the middle of the infield in the second inning. Rushlow missed low that time, 1-0. Three hits were holding Ford. Prochaska's double, the last one in the third. There's one in for a strike. 1-1 to Garrett's. Batting now for the pitcher, Alan Justin as the DH. Right-handed hitter in the 1-1 pitch. Just outside, 2-1. Pierce 10, holding Ford nothing. One out, bases empty, bottom of five. Rushlow ready in the pitch outside. 3-1 now to Garrett's. Yamry on deck. Again, Reese Kapsner catching. Matt Comet now playing third. Thomas Funk is in right. Got him to chase one down and in. Full count. 3-2 to Lane Garrett's. The payoff pitch. Grounded up the third baseline, but foul. Right near the bag, played there by Matt Comet. Still a full count. Still below 75 on the pitch count here for Rushlow. 3-2 offering again. Low, he walked them. First walk issued by Preston. The one-out walk brings up the second baseman, Andrew Yamry. Struck out looking to end the second in his only appearance so far. Both teams have home games on Thursday. Foley comes here to face the Huskers. Rushlow starts Yamry at the knees for a strike. Pierce gets Royalton, 4:30 at Legion Park. Tyler Hull scheduled up next. The 0-1 to Yamry. In for a strike again, 0-2. A one-out walk, and the Huskers have a runner here in the bottom of the fifth, trailing 10-0. Foul back. Huskers still looking for their first run. They got blanked 7-0 by Sauk Center in their opener. Short lead there for Garrett. He's not going to be going anywhere. Down by a big margin here. Held there by Dickman. Foul back and straight back. Count stays 0-2 to Andrew Yamry, protecting the plate. Again, these two teams will meet again in Piers on a Monday, May 1st. Huskers will bring their team over to Piers for the second game of the season series. Two-strike pitch, grounded to third once more. Foul. Five pitches, five strikes so far to Yamry. It's still a no-ball, two-strike count. There is one out. Ethan grounding to short on a fine play by Tauges to start the inning. And then the walk to Lane Garretts. Two strikes to Yamry. Here's the pitch from Rushlow. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. And there are two outs as Rushlow registers strikeout number 7. And now Tyler Hulls will bat, number 9 batter, with two outs. He struck out leading off the third, right-handed hitter. And Rushlow begins inside at the belt, ball 1. Cody Skira would hit next if the game stays alive. It's up to Hulls to make that happen. Rushlow comes set, whistles one high, turning that front shoulder in is Hulls for a 2-0 count. A lot of people here. There's a track meet going on. All the neighboring fields were in action. There's a strike delivered, 2-1. Again, the softball teams from these two schools were playing in Piers today. Two balls and a strike to Hulls from Rushlow. And Preston, swing and a miss, 2-2. And Rushlow will try and finish now for the Pioneers and send them to 2-0. Rushlow sets, gets the sign from Reese. Capster struck out looking. Rushlow ends the ball game with a called third strike, and the Pioneers are 2-0. They defeat Holdingford 10-0 in a game shortened to 5 innings by the 10-run rule. We'll wrap it up after this.
Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers! Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get 4 lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$45 per month, $110 account access fee, less $10 AutoPay and rolling discount, plus $20 AutoPay and paper free billing required. Under 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may prioritize your data on other Verizon customers during network congestion. See bzw.com for details.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
All right, back in Holding Ford, where the Pioneers go to 2-0. They beat Holding Ford 10-0 in five innings this afternoon, and they go to 1-0 in the CMC. Holding Ford falls to 0-2, 0-1 in the CMC. Both teams have home games scheduled for Thursday. Pioneers will host Royalton while Foley comes over here to Holding Ford. Speaking of Piers, Holding Ford softball, they're in the bottom of the fifth over in Piers, with the Pioneers in a slugfest so far, 14-10 over Holding Ford. That is in the bottom of the fifth in softball today. Final line scores for the Pioneers. They score 10 runs, and they do it collecting 10 base hits. They play errorless defense behind Preston Rushlow, and they strand a total of 5 base runners. For the Huskers, they get no runs on 3 hits. They commit the game's only error. They strand 3 runners. Going the distance to get the win. Now a win and a save in 2 games for junior right-hander Preston Rushlow. He gets the 5-inning, 3-hit shutout today. 84 pitches for Preston on the pitch count meter. He strikes out 8, walks 1. That came with 1 out in the 5th and no harm done as he struck out the final 2 men to end the ball game. And he allows just 3 hits, all 3 with 2 outs. A 2-out single up the middle to Isaiah Folsom in the 1st, an infield hit with 2 outs to Lane Garrett in the 2nd, and maybe the best hit of the day for Holding Ford was Jaden Prochaska's 2-out double to deep left center in the 3rd, but then Rushlow picked off Jaden to end the inning. The only guy to reach after that point was the walk to Lane Garrett with 1 out in the 5th. So the Huskers managed just 4 base runners today, and they get one of those picked off. So good outing here for Preston Rushlow, who earns his first varsity win to go along with his first save, which came against Foley last week. For the Huskers, the loss goes to the starter, Isaiah Folsom. He'll last 3-plus innings this afternoon. He'll allow 7 runs on 6 hits, 2 strikeouts and 3 walks. Alan Justin goes the rest of the way, 2 innings. And Justin will surrender 3 runs on 4 hits. He'll strike out 2, and he will issue 1 walk, and that came with the bases loaded to force in a run. Piers picked up 3 right off the bat when Lane Gertz and Matt Touges opened the game with base hits, and they were both brought home by a ringing double into the left field corner by number 3 hitter Matt Cummett. So 3 batters in, the Pioneers had a 2-0 lead. And then it would be Hunter Lund running for Matt. He would be eventually scoring on a Brett Kapsner sacrifice fly to right, and Pierce put up 3 in the 1st. They got another run in the 3rd inning when Matt Cummett lined a base hit. And then his courtesy runner Lund would steal 2nd. And eventually score on an error to make it 4-0 after 2.5. Pioneers doubled that lead with a 4-run 4th. Leadoff hits by Alec Luckner, Colton Bolger, then a walk to Lane Gertz filled the bases. It prompted a pitching change for Holdingford. And Matt Touges credited with an RBI on the bases loaded walk. Matt Cummett then followed with a sacrifice fly to drive in his third run of the day. And Preston Rushlow then cracked a two-run single to make it 8-0. And then the final two runs coming in the top of the fifth. It started with a Lucas Oddie hit, an RBI single by Thomas Funk, and then Thomas would score on a Matt Touges triple to right. That was the 10th run, and with Rushlow able to hold the Huskers off the scoreboard, the game ended after five innings. So Coach Sayre is going to join us on the postgame show as the Pioneers win today to go to 2-0. We'll have Coach Sayre with us here right after this.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Abby Casella.
And I'm Alexis Henneken.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
We believe Holy Trinity offers us a strong foundation and a faith-filled learning environment. Holy Trinity is celebrating its 26 years of sharing the Catholic faith with 179 students, preschool through sixth grade.
We thank our parishes, community, and families for providing a Catholic school for us to attend. We are blessed to be a part of a school family that learns together, prays together, and grows together. Check out Holy Trinity for your school's education. It will be the best gift you can give your family. New family open house will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, March 6th. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
All right, we're back here, and Coach Sayre joins me. And, Coach, a 10-0 win. You get your first win in the conference. It's a good start here. Good all-around ball game. Good pitching performance. Start there with Preston Rushlow. He continued what he showed against Foley. A really good start. Got ahead of hitters early and kept pitch counts to a minimum with those batters coming up here through this Husker order.
Yeah, he did. He did a nice job, like you said, Rick, getting ahead early. You know, it's crazy. Strike one, you can do a lot of good things with that. And we were able to put some runs up in the first inning, and he kind of settled in. You know, the ump was kind of, I don't want to say a lower zone, but he was calling knees, which is, yep, it's a pitcher's pitch, and I told Preston to come and live there. He's going to call it, you hit there, and credit to those guys. They did a nice job working together, and guys made a couple nice plays behind him, and Preston worked quickly, which was able to get us right back in the dugout.
You know what you're going to get pretty much day in, day out from those top guys in the order, the Gertz's, Touges, Cummets, Russell's, Kapsner's. But, boy, you get the production you did from Lucas, Alec Lochner, Colton Bolger, Thomas Funk late. I mean, they combined to pick up one, two, three, four hits, two walks, and they scored four of your runs from your seven, eight, and nine batters.
Yeah, that's big. You know, Rick, and we are really, really big in that. I keep talking to kids all the time. You know, someone's got to hit one, two, three, four, whatnot for us. Just because you hit sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, wherever you are, you can't have the mentality that, oh, I'm just at the bottom of the order. No, your job needs to be to get on base, set the table, and let our big bobbers do their work. But I was really pleased, not just with the hits, but the at-bats we got. You know, Al Lochner walked. Mm-hmm. And then Colton Bozer, I want to say, had a walk. You know, that's big down there. You know, and then you know, a couple of kids connected on mistakes. You know, Lucas Hottie comes up in the last inning. He has a great at-bat, lines in the left field, and then takes second base on a very good base running play. And that's the stuff where you have to have. And I thought last year's team, you know, as good as we were at the top, we were really solid down at the bottom, and that made us a very complete baseball team.
Matt Cummett, three really good swings on balls today. I mean, and his two hits were opposite field hits. I mean, the double into the left field corner, and he drove one to the left center gap, drove in three with another sacrifice fly. So, I mean, when you use all the field and you're a good hitter, boy, your average is going to be up there.
Yeah. You know, and those kids have been around for a while. These guys are well aware of who they are. We just keep talking. You got to hit where the ball is pitched, and it's easier said than done. Hitting is one of the hardest things, but very nice job of that because – it's easy to get pull happy,
yep.
Especially early on in the year, and you come up with runners on scoring position. But, you know, he had, I think, two solid ropes to left field and then another line out to center field. So very good to see that, and it was just very good to see all the way around. A lot of balls were barreled up today.
Made all the plays in the field, too. No errors?
Yes, no errors, and I thought, you know, a couple guys took some hits away.
Yeah.
Got to pick a guy up at second base, and then Matt Tower just made a heck of a play in the hole last inning. Derek Jeter-ish, where he went to his backhand and threw in the run, and that's what you keep telling pitchers. Throw strikes, trust the defense behind you. We get some kids that can run, and very pleased, Rick. I thought it was a very good all-around game for us today.
Royalton comes in Thursday, back at home. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Dan Sayre, coach of the Pioneers, as they go to 2-0, 10-0-5. They win in Holdingford today. Our final thoughts on this one will come up right after this. It's Piers over Holdingford, 10-0.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country Q. 92 WYRQ.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, wrapping things up from Holdingford, where eight different batters have base hits for the Pioneers, 10 overall hits for the Pioneers as they defeat Holdingford 10-0. Piers returns home Thursday. Royalton comes over here to face the Pioneers. That'll be a 4:30 start, and you'll hear it right here on You Are There Sports as we wrap things up here. Pioneers, Piers Impact Player of the Game, brought to you by Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and You Are There Sports. We're going to go with Matt Cummett. Big day at the plate. That two-run double got the scoring started. He added another base hit. He drove in another run with a sac fly. He ends up going 2-for-3 today with 3 RBIs. Matt Cummett is the Impact Player of the Game. We'll see you Thursday. Piers and Royalton at Piers Legion Park. Piers schools off for the holiday weekend, Friday and Monday. So Thursday will be the last day. And 4:30 first pitch here as the Pioneers take on Royalton. Huskers will look to go back at it here. They get Foley here Thursday afternoon. So we'll see you Thursday, everybody. Again, Piers 10, Holdingford 4-0 in 5 on You Are There Sports.